Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Democratic candidate for Iowa Secretary of Agriculture was at the Marion County Democratic Picnic and Pie Auction on Sunday. Let's go in-depth with Sherry Teha of Des Moines. Well, Sherry, where are you from?
I was born in Creston, Iowa, and we moved to Des Moines when I was a kid, and that's where I live now, too. But I spent my childhood probably 50-50 split between the two places. My grandparents were still in Creston, and we went there probably a couple times a month.
So farming in your family?
Did not make it past my grandparents' generation, but that was actually one of the reasons we went down so often, is because they were grandparents were all still down there and farming. Even when they moved to town, they still had their farms.
And why did you want to run for Secretary of Agriculture?
Well, it's been kind of a long road in terms of my interest. Started from more of a consumer standpoint. When I heard an alert on the radio when I was getting out of the car to go to the grocery store, as a matter of fact, and this was like 30 years ago, and I lived in Minneapolis at the time. And prior to that, I didn't think about the food I ate. I just went and got it, you know, But this radio alert talked about some chickens who'd been shipped up from Arkansas and they were pumped full of too many hormones. Two things went through my mind. One was that I was pretty sure I'd eaten one of those chickens. The other thing that crossed my mind was, why the heck are they shipping chickens up from Arkansas? You know, I was pretty sure that somebody probably grew them and produced them in Minnesota. Needless to say, I didn't buy chicken or beef that day at the grocery store. And I started thinking about what was in the food I ate, and I started buying from local co-ops, and then ultimately from my local producers. I would seek out producers where I knew what was going into the food, and over the years, visiting my farmers and going to field days, then over time, I'd hear them talk about a lot of the degradation that was happening in the rural environments, and it was actually shocking to me when I first was hearing about it. So my interest initially grew from there, and then I started to go into ag conferences as well as field days, and just learning more and more about it. And then as a League of Women Voters board member a few years ago, I put together a program on water quality and concerns about the water quality in Des Moines in particular. But then just in general, too, we've had a 40 years of a Clean Water Act, and yet we've got serious water quality issues. And so doing the research for that, doing the work of the League of Women Voters, it is what made me realize I should just go ahead and run for office. So kind of putting all those pieces together is how I ended up deciding to run for Secretary of Agriculture. And here in Iowa, the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship is the perfect place to take care of a lot of those issues that are of big concern to me. You know, water quality can be addressed by taking care of our soil better. And we've got a serious erosion problem here in Iowa, too. And in the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, about a third to half the budget is oriented towards the Division of Soil Conservation. So that's a natural place to start addressing these issues in a more effective way. If you focus on soil health, Then you take care of water quality issues, because that's where the filtration initially